we are getting deep enough in. It's almost quarter after. I think we're going to leave Christina and Olivier to that project and carry on. So I just put the way forward on the agenda to sort of get an update from folks like Bart and Patrick and so on in terms of the conversation. Has there been much in the way of conversation between the DNSRMF gang over the last week? Patrick, you want to give us any news on that front, if there is any?
So I'm going to defer to Bart, who had a call with Bill and Chris.
Ah, good. Good.
Bart? Yeah, it was very simple. Say after I've say, as some of you may know, I was in touch with Chris, and so we were discussing progress of the DSSA, and some of the discussions we had on the Ops DSSA call, and then the DSSA working group itself on say, the potential overlap with the board gang, and so Chris got in touch with Bill. And so then the suggestion came to attend this call, at least from now to Toronto, to understand potential overlap and where the DSSA is heading and where the board work framework is heading. So that was just a briefing call with Chris and Bill themselves. And as a result, they both will attend the call on the 27th.
So is the thought that one or both of them is going to attend every call between
them? No, just this one,
just
and
this
to
one.
Speak, say, as a first step, say, say what we, because it became very obvious that there is potential overlap between the DSSA and the board risk framework working group, is to identify the overlap and to ensure that, say, the efforts can be synchronized and see if we can build up on each other.
Okay. So while we're waiting for Olivier,
and say so this is more a explanation from both sides kind of call, and then based on the outcome of this call, see what we can do and how the two working groups can further coordinate their efforts leading up to Toronto, where some kind of resolution of the topic might be achievable.
Okay, so are those three little bullets that I just typed a fairly good sketch of an agenda for that call that's coming up next week then? Sorry.
What you highlighted, see how we can further coordinate the efforts? Potential overlap,
Yeah, those three? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put
okay.
it in the agenda. I'll say I'm preparing the email. I'll put it in as a tentative agenda, and so everybody can react on that one.
Okay, let me paste that into the chat, see what happens when I do that. This could be really ugly.
I can type.
Well, it's all squished together, but there you go. Not that bad. Doesn't honor carriage returns real well. Jim is typing. Do you want to just speak while we wait for Olivier, Jim? Olivier, why don't you sing out if you're on the call? No, I don't think he is. Oh, okay. I'll do my. I'm a radio guy this week, so I'll do radio talk back. Cool. All right. I think that's enough on that. The next thing that, and really only the. I guess we've got two sort of the directions. The gaps and overlaps discussion is going. Are we kind of done leading up to the conversation with Bill? Anything else going on in terms of coordinating DNSRMF? Like, Patrick, Are you getting any nibbles on the RFP?
Yes, I'm getting nibbles on the RFP. In our announcement, we mentioned that questions on the RFP could be submitted up until 16th of August. And so I'm awaiting the approval to post the questions received and the staff responses to those questions. Hopefully that will go up today.
Oh, great. Is there anything in the questions and answers that might help inform our discussion next week in terms of the overlap stuff? Probably not, because they probably don't know about what we're doing. I guess that's a dumb question.
Yeah, I'd say let me wait until the thing is posted.
Okay, cool. All right, Olivier? Oh, good. Galvin's got a better... Oh, and Olivier's on. Cool. All right, well, let's carry on. I just wanted to get your feedback. I'm on to the next agenda, which is the gaps and overlaps conversation, which we sort of kicked off on the call last Thursday with the gang. And I wanted to see if what your reaction was. I started redrawing this diagram because Julie Hammer came up with let me roll down to a different one. She sort of noticed that there's a difference between the diagram, the circle, hexagonal, whatever diagram, and the table. And I went into a long explanation about how the circle diagram is much newer and that the orangey table, which looked like that, is a lot older document. And that there is indeed some inconsistency that Julie correctly pointed out. And she showed that inconsistency with the colors on this. Let me see if I can make this bigger for you. That's my theory is holding up as to why I break the sharing window. I don't need to see those monitoring things anymore. So I was pretty enchanted with the conversation that we had last week, and after that conversation I started redrawing the diagram and have realized that the next iteration of this diagram is going to be circles. It's not going to be geometric shapes because it's stupid to waste all the time that I wasted drawing that geometric shape and then discover that I've either got one too many or one too few things around the edge, and then I have to go redraw that diagram. So the next one is going to be a circle. The question that I have for you all is not so much the content, because I think that the group is quite cheerfully engaged on that, but just the, you know, are there any process concerns? Are there any leadership issues that are on your minds given the direction that that conversation's going? Because if there's anything in there that needs a course correction, I cheerfully correct the course. So I just wanted to briefly throw that up on the screen for you. The thinking that I've got is that if we can get this chart in some kind of shape, that would then be sort of the basis for the desk research that we would do. One of the things that I think would be an easy mistake to make would be to get too detailed. And by that I mean I started where I got in trouble was when I started actually, and this is the only one that, this one in the upper left corner, I started making lists underneath these things quickly realized that if we actually do that, we do run the risk of precisely duplicating the work that the DNS RMF project is supposed to do if we're not careful. And so I backed off from that a bit. And this is stuff that I did after the call on Thursday. And I decided that it was probably a better idea to just stay, at this more general level for the first round of desk research. And I'm just checking with you. If my instincts are correct and my reaction is right, then we're fine. If I'm running off in a direction that makes you crazy, this is a good time to kick me in the shins and get this fixed. I'm not getting any giant outrage in the chat or hands raised, so I'm going to presume that I'm kind of on the right track. And as I say, the content part, I think, will let the whole group chew on. But I just want to check with you to make sure I'm not going down some rat hole that we shouldn't. Okay, I've beat on that enough. The other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, and this is partly as a result, Patrick on the general call brought up a piece of work that was done in conjunction with the DNS cert project.
Collaboration and analysis workshop.
Yeah, thanks.
But it would strike any reference to the term DNS cert.
Well, yeah, but then I decided to go read about the DNS cert. And so what I did, and it was fascinating reading, is I went to the comments that came in, those grouchy comments that sort of came in right around the time that we were formed. And I'm going to share the link in the chat because I think it's a good idea for the rest of us to read these. The comments don't say the DNS cert idea should be shot at dawn. The comments say there are a bunch of things that we could do better. We're just not sure that the process by which we arrived at the DNS cert solution was the right process. You know, so there's a lot of commentary about top-down, blah, blah, blah. You know it all. I mean, but interestingly, I read all the comments. It doesn't take that long. There are not that many of them. And interestingly, in almost every case, the comment says there are a few things that could get better, especially in sort of the coordination, collaboration, figuring out who's who, sharing ideas, resources, etc. They certainly don't like the DNS cert approach, but I think that one of the things that we might want to do is go through these comments as an analysis exercise and extract the suggestions. Because in a way, this is a pretty good source of the list of gaps we might want to focus in on. And so, again, I'm quite cheerful to do this with the larger group. I just thought I'd run this idea in front of you folks first because it could be a really bad idea. I've been known to come up with bad ideas before. And so I was thinking that it might be useful if you all would read these between now and next Monday. And I won't bring this idea up on the call, like us to have read all of these. And I think what I'm going to do is, as I reread them, I'm going to extract the gaps and summarize them. And maybe we can have a chat about all that. Oh, Mark, you want to expand on your comment? OR seems to be coming on hard times.
Yeah, there's a leadership void that's occurring in OARC right now, and it's causing consternation within the membership, number one. And number two, there's really not a lot of forward progress on a number of things that people like to have done. For example, I know that Paul Bixby is getting annoyed with what's going on there. So something needs to occur, and I always thought it would be OARC that would be the organization that would actually take care of it. Now I'm not so certain.
Yeah. Well, so good timing, and maybe something that we can work into the desk research part of the thing that we're doing. Well, interesting. It's very interesting and helpful. Anyway, if it's all right with you all, could you all, it took me about a half an hour to read all these, because they're not that long and they're pretty repetitive. But I think that I sort of wish that I'd read this page before I started working on the DSSA, because I'm an idiot. I didn't even know about it, and so I missed a lot of the nuance of how we were formed and the context we were formed in. That this really, helped. And then what we'll do is we'll pick this one up again next week.
So actually, Mikey, can we sort of push on that a little bit?
Sure.
And that is, given what you've read in the comments here, what sort of new sort of ideas have you come from? What have you thought you missed?
Well, one of the things that I missed was the difference between doing, I thought that the reaction to the DNS cert was, no, we don't want to do anything together. Don't impinge on our silos. In fact, the reaction is ever so subtly different. The way I've been reading these is we're actually pretty open to the ideas of doing some things together, and here's a list of them. And generally, they each listed some, and there was a fair amount of overlap on the list, and I'll circle back to that in a minute. The reaction was more, we would like to figure out what to do together, rather than have it imposed on us by ICANN. They're not even terribly... are we having trouble? I'm seeing this trouble. That's funny. I just copy and pasted it right out of...
It's not you. It's not your stuff, Mikey. I think it's Patrick's.
Oh, it's Patrick's one.
So I was trying to save people time and put in a pointer to the summary and analysis of comments, but for some reason I can't cut and paste a link into the chat box, and then when I try to type it in and Olivier clicks on it, it gets to page not found. But I know that the page exists. I just, anyway...
Oh, too bad, Jim. Well, have a great exit from your building. And if you get back, let us know that you're back. And hopefully the building isn't burning down. That would be very bad. Patrick, maybe pasting it into email? Email comes pretty fast. You could try that. That would be a useful thing. And then I could add on the link... Why don't you paste your link into email to the ops list, and yeah, you're way ahead of me, and then I'll reply with that other one. That way we'll have them both in the same thread. That'd be great. Anyway, back to Mark, your point. There's a lot of interest, I think, in sharing stuff that comes through in these comments, ranging from contacts to good ideas to incident stuff, et cetera, et cetera. The visceral reaction seems to be to the way that the DNS cert project found its way into the budget with a $4 million budget without much in the way of fingerprints from the community on it. And so I think, at least in my mind, I had thrown out the baby with the bathwater. I thought that the reaction to the cert was, no, we don't want to share much. We have our jobs and our roles and our silos, and we don't really want anything that breaks up that tidy partnership. When in fact, that doesn't seem to be the case. And so I think, at least for me, it was very instructive. And then there is, and if Patrick's already got a summary, that's great, because then I'll bet the list that I'm thinking of building is already built. So maybe this is an interesting unfrozen moment. I kind of like those. The fact that DNS OARC is in a little bit of flux might be an opportunity to help DNS OARC get over that hump and at the same time address some of the gaps, et cetera, et cetera. So unfrozen moments like this I view as sort of a big opportunity to maybe do some gentle course correcting and revitalizing.
Yeah. So, Mikey, may I interrupt you?
Sure, go ahead. Sorry, did you have your hand up and I wasn't paying attention?
No worries. So this is Jörg for the transcript. Mikey, could you elaborate a little bit more on what you would expect as an outcome once we read through all those stuff? Because I kind of was involved in a lot of discussions about the DNS cert, and I was part of the at least one feedback, and that was the center feedback to the DNS cert. And I would summarize, there actually had been two major concerns with DNS cert. One for sure was that it had been proposed that the DNS cert would be an operation that would have been performed within ICANN, giving ICANN a operational arm, and that was discussed vividly, because nobody, at least as far as I know, nobody wanted ICANN to perform operational stuff whatsoever. That was issue number one, or concern number one. The concern number two was that proposing that a DNS cert is needed, and that the DNS is in danger, was taken by a variety of at least ccTLD managers as a front against their work, because basically what they thought was the need for a DNS cert under the umbrella of ICANN suggests that not enough work has been, and not successfully so, had been spent to ensure that the DNS is working correctly and nicely. And this was this was even stressed by Rod Beckstrom's statement that the DNS is in danger and that he has been talking to a variety of DNS managers, and they all come to terms stating that the DNS is in danger. So there are those two major concerns. ICANN should not be a operational body for any security work, and B, we doubt that the assessment of the current state of the DNS is really done on a valid basis. And if it was just these two points, then right now, for me, it's kind of hard to come up with any idea what might be useful to us in our discussion to contribute to our task reading all those stuff. I'm just not getting it. Basically, coming back to the first statement I made before I go into these long details, was could you elaborate a little bit further on what you think we might get out of reading this?
Yeah, and
Mikey?
Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, so one of the reasons why I shared the link on last Thursday's call about the collaboration analysis workshop was not to bring up a lot of the history of around DNS cert, but to point to a part of the document that I thought was still relevant to the discussion today. So the second half of the collaboration analysis paper shows either existing entities and where their functions overlap. It touches on some questions that are still useful for this group and for another group or the consultant that's retained to do the DNS risk management framework. And it was recent enough that I thought it still maybe is a good document to look at.
Yeah, and that's sort of what got me going. I agree with Patrick on that, although that document itself was criticized by the way it was developed. At the very end, there was a minority report from Greg Aaron and Kathy Kleiman. But that was notwithstanding, I think there is some good stuff in there. Along the same lines, though, let me circle back to Jorg's point. The community unhappiness with the operational role of ICANN in a DNS cert, I get. I got that right from the start. Because I wasn't involved with the business constituency's formulation of their replies, but. I got all that. And I also certainly understand the affront that especially the CCs took to the approach of this project and Beckstrom's approach to socializing that project out to the community. Basically, the sky is falling. And the DNS is about to collapse. So that context I fully understood and am not wavering at all in my view that I think we all share that was a bad idea. However, what I found interesting in reading the comments was that the comments certainly support that view, York, and I am in no way suggesting that we want to unwind that opinion. I agree with that opinion. But what we're working on right now is gaps and overlaps. And one of the things that I discovered in the comments was that most commenters said there are some gaps that we as a community, we as a collaborative group might want to address. We just hate the idea of ICANN doing it as an operational part of ICANN, and we indeed are skeptical of the way that the justification was arrived at for that DNS cert project. However, if we kind of scrub all that away and leave that untouched and leave that conclusion untouched, there's an interesting list of gaps in there that, either it'll be in the document that Patrick sent us, or if not, I'll run through and find the stuff that I was interested in and paste it into a quick and dirty list for you that I think is germane, is relevant to the work that we're doing on Thursdays, which is at first coming up with sort of the list of functions, and that's, I'm hoping to get this wrapped up this week or maybe next. And then off to do a little desk research as to who does what, and do sort of confirm what some of these comments are saying. So I'm by no means walking back from those two conclusions, York. I want to make that clear. I think an operational role for ICANN running a cert is a bad, bad idea, and I shared your consternation at the way Beckstrom teed up that thing. I don't know if that reassures you or not, but that's part of the reason I brought this up, because if this reopens those wounds, it's probably not worth going there, because I don't want to reopen that discussion or in any way give the impression that we're reopening that discussion, because we're not. At least in my mind, we're not. How does that go down, York?
Well, kind of okay, because I wasn't tempted to assume that you would rattle on those two baselines or basic assumptions. I was just wondering what would be the point in going through those comments. That's all. Basically, does it help us? What kind of insight could we take out in addition to what you already took out?
Well, it may be that it's not tremendously important for you all to go through them all, if that's what you mean. I just found it helpful. But then I do want to go through again and sort of pull out those gaps that people identified as topics for us to at least be aware of, because it was a pretty good list. And I can't rattle it off from memory because I'm old and my memory doesn't work anymore. So I sort of enjoyed just reading them, but I didn't actually take any notes when I did it, and I need to go back through and do that. So maybe the homework assignment isn't as important as the pulling out of the list. And I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, probably just my imagination isn't good enough, and I'll be surprised by what you come up with. So I'll be waiting for your list then.
Okay, that's a fair deal. I will do that, because mostly I wanted to test fly it on you guys, because this is a deep an old wound, and I don't want to reopen it unnecessarily. So it's helpful to have this conversation and sort of learn about that. Okay, I think then with that we're done, unless there's something else to do. I will take the action to go through and summarize those comments after I read Patrick's link. And see if what I was thinking I saw is in there. If it is, I'll just highlight that the next time around. We'll skip this conversation on Thursday for sure and pick it up again on Monday. And I haven't got much else. If anybody else does, this is a good time to stick it in. Otherwise, we'll call it a day. All right. Thanks, gang. As always, it's fascinating, and I agree with Olivier. Great discussion. So we'll see you on Thursday. Take care, gang.
Thanks, Mikey.
Let's see, Bart, I guess
thanks.
You're in command,
everyone.
So
bye-bye.
We'll get to shut off the recording. All that good stuff.
It will happen automatically.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Mikey.
Yes, sir.
It's Olivia here. Are we having Bill Graham next Monday?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah.
Together with Chris Spain.
Yeah, Chris and Bill will be on the call next Monday. And
oh, both. Good. Okay, excellent.
So, if
I'll
you
send
on,
out the tentative agenda already to the Ops DSA list.
Yeah, see that highlighted stuff in the middle of the screen, Olivier? That's sort of the conversation we're going to have.
All right, perfect.
Sort of overlaps. You know, what might we do to...
The only thing is I will require a dial out as well. And I'm going to be just about to take a plane at the time. So at some point I might have to drop off the call.
Okay.
It's crazy. It always happens when there's important meetings, but there you go.
No, it's that Monday morning for me, Monday afternoon slot. A lot of people are in transit on Mondays.
For us, yeah. So, but I should be, I mean, my aircraft, wait, let's see. My flight is at 1650 local time, and this call is at 1500. So hopefully I'll probably be in a taxi or something, or a car that takes me to the airport.
Good, okay.
I won't have to do the same thing as last time, going through an X-ray machine and having... Was it with you guys? I think it was with you guys.
Yeah, it was.
Phone went through an X-ray. We try.
That's an interesting deal. Well, I'll get a little... You know, this time I sort of let it slide right up to the moment of the meeting before I started pinging people in a panic. So this time, next call, I'll ping Christina and Bart a little early.
Yeah, normally Christina, she explained what happened. She had some issues with dialing in, etc. So it will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
No worries.
So don't bother.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go on the call.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank
you,
gentlemen. Have a great day.
Yeah,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And ladies, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Christina.